following Jesus starts with surrender, but it also requires daily surrender. But here's the encouragement. Mark 10:29-31 says, "Truly I tell you," Jesus replied, "no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me in the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age, homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." See, God rewards faithfulness. When we give up things for Him in the gospel, it says that He will restore them and bless us now at this time. Here on this earth, God has promised to take care of all of our needs. If we seek first the kingdom, then all will be added. But notice that it says all of these things will be restored along with persecutions. See, Jesus is going to take care of all of our needs when we surrender all that we have to Him. And He could do a whole lot more with it than we could ever dream of. But there will be persecutions. Following Christ is a hard and dangerous road, but it's a road carved by the Son of God Himself. And there's no safer place to be than right behind Him.